The National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Jim Mulhern wants to remind farmers that they have until this Friday, November 20th, to obtain or adjust their coverage under MPP, which provides dairy producers protection from a sharp downturn in milk prices, a steep rise in feed cost, or a combination of the two. Nearly 25,000 dairy operations, or about 55% of the total number of farms in the country, obtained coverage through USDA in the calendar year 2015, which of course was the first year of MPP. Those farms' combined production history represents approximately 170 billion pounds of milk, or 80% of the U.S. milk supply. Now, of the farms currently enrolled, more than half of those chose to purchase the coverage above the basic $4 margin level. Mulhern noted, like any insurance product, the MPP was not designed to make payouts every year. So far in 2015, it's only issued payments in each of the 4 2-month coverage periods for those who elected to insure their margins at the maximum $8 margin level, but the payments did not cover program premiums. Producers who purchased coverage at lower levels have not received any payments. Mulhern said NMPF worked with dairy farmers across the country and with Congress and USDA to design a safety net program that protects against catastrophic declines in the national average dairy farm margin. Now, those 25 farms that enrolled in this past year will need either to pay a $100 administrative fee for basic coverage at the $4 margin level in 2016 or pay additional premiums on a sliding scale for a greater degree of MPP coverage. If you'd like more information and to see tools on to help you decide which works best for you, the National Milk Producers Federation has a website to do just that. It's www.futurefordairy.com.